Good afternoon to all of you. Welcome to the Three Angels Church this afternoon for our concert with the messengers. You know, the three angels were messengers, and so we are all familiar with messengers in this church. If you read Revelation chapter 14 and other places in the scriptures as well, you find angel messengers. And I hope that as we have the messengers sing this afternoon, we will catch the message of the songs, and that we will be inspired by everything that transpires here. May each one of you be blessed. So we welcome you to come up here and begin your program at this time. Thank you.
I know we sure do need him now. Oh, we sure do need him now. My Lord, I say we sure do need him now. Oh, glory if we ever needed the Lord before. I know we sure do need him now. We need him every day and every hour.
Oh, we need him in the morning.
Need him in the morning.
Need him in the morning.
Need him at the noonday, need him at the noonday when the sun is shining bright. If we ever needed the Lord before, I know we sure do need him now. Oh, we sure do need him now. My Lord, I say we sure do need him now.
Glory if
we ever needed the Lord before, I know we sure do need him now. We need him every day and every hour.
Oh, we
need him when we're burning. 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 Need him when we're sad. 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 Oh, we need him when we're happy. 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 And when our hearts are glad. If we ever needed the Lord before, I know we sure do need him now. Oh, we sure do need him now. My Lord, I say we sure do need him now.
Glory
if we ever needed the Lord before, I know we sure do need him now. We need him.
If you don't mind bowing your heads with me, pray.
Oh no, we'll have to do the whole song over again. All right, maybe. We'll see. All right. If you don't mind bowing your heads, let's start off with a word of prayer. Loving Father in heaven, as we just sang, Lord, we need you every day and every hour. We're so thankful for your love and your care that you show us every day, Father, and we can't thank you enough. But Lord, as we gather together this evening and we sing some songs and glorify you, I pray that your Holy Spirit will be here and that your angels will bless what is taking place here, and that everyone will leave this place having a Sabbath blessing as they start the next week. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. All right. I don't know how to tell you guys how thrilled we are to be here. You should have seen Corey's face when I told him that we were having a concert in Wichita, Kansas. Because despite the nice posters you saw out on the doors and the little pamphlets you guys have. This isn't what we do professionally, just so you know. All right, Corey, why don't you tell them what it was we've been doing just this past week?
Well, just the other day, Morgan, myself, and Corey, we were down in the sanctuary barn where the sanctuary comes after it's been for a summer out on exhibits, and we were sanding down pillars, PVC pipes we use for pillars, and around the courtyard, and the wallboard, sanding them all down, bondoing them so it could be ready to go for the next few exhibits this summer, right? That's what we were doing.
That's exactly right. And so that's what we do normally is as we do that in the wintertime, and then in the summertime we take the sanctuary to different places and we give tours, which I'm sure you guys know all about that, right? We only came here three times. Maybe some of you weren't here when that happened. If you don't know what Messiah's Mansion is, it's a life-size model of the Mosaic Sanctuary that we take and we set up in different places and we share the gospel and symbols using the sanctuary as a visual aid to share the plan of salvation with the people that come through. And so that's normally what we do. And we came here three times. That was back when Pastor Don McIntosh was the pastor. Some of you might remember him. All right, so I've come here several times. I was just here a couple weeks ago, and so it's like coming back home. And we're so thankful to be here. And I'm just going to introduce the different ones here. First of all, from your very own hometown, is Joshua Draggett. He is our base. All right, and you can thank him for those nice posters and the pamphlets you guys have. That's what he designed. We just stood there and smiled for the picture. All right, and then, of course, he is our base, and then there's me. My name is Corey, and just so you know, I spell my name right.
Whatever.
I spell it C-O-R-E-Y. Okay, I want you to know that before I tell you the name of the next guy, all right? So I'm Corey Liney Weber, and I sing baritone. All right, and then we have Corey, which spells his name wrong. He spelled it C-O-R-Y.
Same right. Letters.
What really happened was is he couldn't really remember more than those amount of letters when he was growing up. And so his parents said that he could take out the E. But it's okay. He's still a great guy. His name's Corey Anger, and he sings most of the time, he sings lead. All right? And then we have Morgan Jennings. He is our tenor, and sometimes he can hit those notes that a lot of us can't, and he does a real great job at it. Now, before we continue singing, I should let you know that Morgan sometimes sings tenor, sometimes he sings lead, and sometimes he sings baritone. And Corey, sometimes he sings lead, and then sometimes he sings tenor, and then sometimes he sings baritone, and the same goes for me. All right, but Josh, on the other hand, no one can sing bass quite like he can, so we let him stay at bass. All right, so even though it says we're baritone and tenor and all that, we switch around because, like I said, this is what we do professionally. We just do what we love, and that is make music. And so we're going to have a good time here, and hopefully you guys can have a good time as well and gain a blessing from it.
Now don't you let nobody turn you round, turn you round, turn you round. Now don't you let nobody turn you round, keep on the Galilee.
Now don't you let nobody
turn you round, turn you round, turn you round.
Now don't you let nobody
turn you round, keep on the Galilee. I would not be a liar, Lord, and I'll tell you the reason why. For I am so afraid, my Lord might call me, and I wouldn't be ready to die.
Now don't you let nobody
turn you round, oh, turn you round, turn you round.
Now don't you let nobody
turn you round, keep on the Galilee.
Now don't you let nobody
turn you round, oh, turn you round, turn you round.
Now don't you let nobody
turn you round, keep on the Galilee. I would not be a backslider, Lord, and tell you the reason why.
my Lord might call me,
and I
wouldn't be ready to die.
Now don't you let nobody
turn you round, turn you round, turn you round.
Now don't you let nobody
turn you round, keep on the Galilee.
Now don't you let nobody
turn you round, oh, turn you round,
turn you round.
Now don't you let nobody turn you round, keep on the Galilee. Keep on to Galilee. Keep on to Galilee. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear
our faintest cry,
and he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel that a prayer will turn in, and you know that a fire is burning,
you will find
a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes may fill with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear our
faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turning, and you know that a fire is burning,
you will find
a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk, talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer. Talk with Jesus makes it right. It makes it right.
All right. What you may not have known is that tonight we're not just going to be doing quartet songs, but we're going to do some trios, and we're going to do some duets and even some solos. All right, so at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Morgan. Morgan Jennings.
Good evening, everyone. It's great to be here. You know, I'm very grateful to God for a lot of things in my life. And one of them is music. Music is it's the medium of our souls. It's how we express ourselves, express our love and appreciation to God. I believe Ellen White says in Steps to Christ that you know, music is I'm kind of paraphrasing, but it's like we should praise God more than half the time of our fellowship time together. Praising God, it should be the center of what we do as Christians. In every moment of our lives, whether we're working, whether we're at church, or whatever we're doing, or if we're playing, like boys like to do. I'm going to sing a song that is kind of typical of me. I like more melancholy songs. But Ellen White also says that we should spend a thoughtful hour each day contemplating the life of Christ, especially what? The closing scenes. So I'm going to sing for you Via Dolorosa.
Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day. The soldiers tried to clear the narrow streets, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns pressed on his head. And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. Por la via dolorosa, triste día en Jerusalén. Los soldados le abrían paso a Jesús, mas la gente se acercaba para ver al que llevaba aquella cruz. Por la vía dolorosa, que es la vía del dolor, como vea vino Cristo, Rey y Señor. Y fue Él quien quiso ir por su amor, por ti, por mí. Por la vía dolorosa al Calvario y a morir. The blood that would cleanse the souls of all men made its way to the heart of Jerusalem. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.
All right, it's my turn. I really enjoy singing. Whether you enjoy it is up to you. But I'm going to sing this song not for necessarily maybe your enjoyment, although maybe you will. But I want you to sing the song for the message that the song gives. So as I sing this song, I want you to have an idea of what the song is trying to say. Thank you. And then after I'm done singing, I'm going to open it up. One of the guys is going to take the other microphone down, and I want you to be able to tell me what the message of the song is, all right, in your words. And maybe we can have a few people say, does that sound okay? All right. Call on Him whenever storm clouds gather. We call on Him to light our darkest day. Why must it be that all blessings and thank Him while we may. We call on Him when no one else will answer. We ask of Him guys catch it? All right, does anyone want to stand up and tell the rest of us what the message of that song was? All right.
Thank you. The message was that we need to call on Jesus, not only for the good things, but the bad things. Because He's in all. He's in all of them. And it's just how we look at it.
All right. Anybody else? Calling him today. So call on him today. Right. Okay, thank you very much. Anybody else want to say what that message, what came out to them?
That so often we wait until bad things happen before we really call on God. But we should call on him every day in the good things and praise him for the good things as well.
Very good. Those are all pretty much what I came to. Is there one more person maybe that wants to share a different angle? Right here?
No, she I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, okay. Is that it? All right.
Count your blessings.
Sorry?
Count your blessings, you said.
Very good. Count your blessings. I heard a saying once that says, if you thanked God, if you can only have tomorrow what you thanked for God yesterday, how much would you have? I think that's how it goes. Have you heard that before? In other words, if you woke up tomorrow and all you had left was what you thanked God for yesterday, then would you have very much? Hopefully we thank God every day, right? What I came to as I was listening to this song and learning the song is that, you know, whenever something bad happens, you know, you find yourself in a situation, you know, whether it be a trial or maybe, you know, you're just sad for some reason. That's when oftentimes we say, oh, God, can you help me through this? And we come to him then, right? It's so easy for us to come to God. And in many of these, people have gone off on a trip, atheists. But then when tragedy hits, the saying goes, there is not an atheist there. So what I got was, you know, why don't we thank him, you know, today for what we have? You know, why don't we come to him during the good times and not just the bad times? I think that's what you all said. So thank you very much for sharing. I'm turning it over to Corey now. He has a great song for you now.
Okay, so I must tell you guys that my occupation, just like Corey had stated before, is not really singing. It's doing manual labor. I do that a lot better than I do these critical notes that they're like, oh, you're just a little bit flat, and I just can't understand because I couldn't hear it, but I usually sing lead for that reason. But the song that I'm going to sing for you now, it's entitled The Holy City. And, you know, oftentimes in different things that I'm doing, I'm not always the most upbeat. I try to keep myself on the positive side, on the optimistic side. But sometimes, you know, there's not a lot of positive to think about in the world that we live in today and all the sin and stuff that's going on. But we do have something to look forward to, and that's heaven and the New Jerusalem. That's what this song talks about. And I thank Josh for playing as well.
Last night as I lay sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King.
And then methought my dream had changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas, and the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And once again the scene was changed, new earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets, the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. All right.
Good evening, everyone. So, I'm nervous, by the way, just for future reference. If I forget my words in the middle, that will explain it. Okay, so I'm going to be singing a solo, and I don't know how many of you have heard a poem by the name of Footprints in the Sand. All right, it's a very well-known poem. And I don't have the whole thing memorized, but you've probably heard it before. It's basically talking about somebody who's walking along the beach in the sand, and they're seeing two sets of footprints side by side. And they're actually talking to the Lord, and they say, why is it that through the hard times, through the trials in my life, why is it that you left me? There's only my footprints there. And the story goes, and then the Lord says to the person, is because through those hard times, through those trials, that's when I carried you. So we just know that through all these hard times that we may have in our lives, God is right there to take us by the hand and fly with us over those things, and he will always be right there with us. So I will now sing, Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Thank you. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak and worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, guide my feet through the way, and Lord, lest I fall, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through night, take my hand, hear my cry. Take my hand, precious Lord, let me home.
All right. Before we continue, we're going to stop and do a song for the young ones. Is there any young ones out there, young at heart? All right, wonderful. We're going to do a song. You know, since I was little, even till now, I dream about what it must have been like to have been one of those Bible heroes. Can you imagine Samson? You know, the marvelous things that God did through him, how, you know, he used him, even though he made some mistakes. And also, David, we can't forget about David, just a shepherd boy, became king of all Israel. Daniel, all these different Bible heroes, God did marvelous things. And you know what? You know, we think about Samson and how he took a jawbone and he slew 1,000. Or David took Goliath's sword and he cut off the head of Goliath. But we don't do that kind of things today, do we? What does the Bible say? It says we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. The things that we can't see. Satan, his angels, his hosts. That's what we're battling against. So when you look around the room and you see someone that you don't like, remember, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're all family. And God can do marvelous things through each and every one of you, just like he did through only a boy named David. Only a boy named David, only little sling.
Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing.
Only a boy named David,
only a little brook.
Only a boy named David, but 5 little stones he took. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And one little stone went up in the air, and the giant came tumbling down. Only a boy named David, only a little sling. Only a boy named David, but he could pray and see. Only a boy named David, only a little brook. Only a boy named David, but five little stones he took. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And one little stone went up in the air. And the giant,
and the giant
came tumbling down.
All right. Just so you know, David was my favorite Bible hero, and I love that song ever since I was a wee little lad. As they bring the microphones down, we're going to come and sit down here on the steps. And we're going to get more into some really old-timers, real old-timey songs. And these are the songs that my grandma loves to hear whenever we go over to her house. And she always makes us sing it for her. So we're going to sing a couple of songs. And it's written there in your program. I want you to enjoy the melody, the harmony, the message. I want you to soak it in and reconnect with God today, tonight, before you start your next week, because it's going to be a whole other week before you have a Sabbath again. All right, so we're going to sing a couple songs, and then I'll get up and maybe talk a little bit more. But for now, we're just going to sing a couple of songs.
Things I say and doubt the way I feel, but I know He's real today. He'll always be. I can feel His hand in mine, and that's enough.
I will never walk alone. He holds my hand. He will guide each step that I take, and if I fall, I know He'll understand.
Until the day He tells me why. I can feel His hand in mine, that's all I need to know.
I will never walk alone, He holds my hand. I know He'll understand.
Till the day He tells me why He loves me so. I can feel His hand in mine, that's all I need to know.
hand in mine. That's all I need to know.
Songs left to sing for you this evening. As we go to the last song, it probably is a song that most of you know. The last one, I'm sure a lot of you knew that one as well. The love that God has shown you and me has been through the ages. I mean, if you were to look at the sanctuary, I'm just going to talk about it because I can visualize it in my head and you guys can too. You guys can too, all right? So, when you come in, you first realize that it wasn't you that died, was it? Who was it that died? Jesus, the Lamb. So we come and we see Jesus died for us. So the problem about you having to die because of your sin, it's not a problem anymore because
Jesus was the spotless lamb. But then there's another problem. The life that I'm living today, it's marred by sin. I'm dirty. I need to be washed. What did God provide for us? Baptism, a way to get clean. A way to bury the old person that we were, that we can be alive in Christ again. And did it stop there? Was that after we're baptized, we're in church now, right? Whew. Is that it? But you know what? There wasn't anything that we did either, even though there was more. Jesus did something. He gave us His Word. The whole Bible. You know, during His time, they only had the Old Testament, but now we have the Old and the New Testament. And He gave us His Word, and you know what else He did? He sent us His Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth. And He offered incense on our behalf, that our prayers, when they ascend into heaven, God doesn't hear our prayers, but He hears the prayers as if it's coming from His Son Jesus. Because He mingles His righteousness with our prayers. And now He goes, and now He's in the most holy place. He's standing there with a bowl of His own blood. He shed His blood on Calvary, and He needed to present it before the Father. But He knew we needed guidance, and so what did He do? He left all those things for us first. And now He's in the most holy place, and He's looking back at you and me. And He's saying, look at what I've... You know, He showed His love to us in more ways than we can imagine. He just asked us to come to Him, to follow that straight and narrow way, to follow Him back, to incorporate those principles that He's laid out for us into our lives, to study the Word that He gave us, to pray for the Holy Spirit, to let Him lead us and guide us, to pray. It's very important, right? And to die daily, just like Paul said. And depending on where you are with your walk with God, maybe get baptized. Or if you're already baptized, maybe you want to start over. What is that? Well, that's what communion is for, right? You come and God gives you a new start. So as we sing this second to last song, I want to give you an opportunity, because it's not about the music. It's not about what we're doing here. We just came because we enjoy it and this is exciting for us. But what we really want to do is impart to you a call and an encouragement to keep pressing forward, because God, He's coming back soon. And He's in the most holy place. He's finishing the work. When He finishes, He's going to say, those that are righteous, let them be righteous still. And those that are filthy, let them be filthy still. So I want you to take a moment as we sing the song. Look at your life. Find where you are on that straight and narrow way in the sanctuary. Find it. Maybe you want to be baptized. Maybe you simply want to come and rededicate your life to God and say, I want to make a commitment to you, God, to live the life with you walking by my side as my best friend. Not like all the other times where you made a commitment, but you know, He said, I'm going to read the Bible through in a year. But then after about maybe 15th of January, maybe you made it a little bit longer. Maybe some of you made it all the way through. But I want you to make a commitment to have a deeper relationship with God. Not just knowing all the things in the Bible, but actually knowing who the Bible is showing, pointing us to. All right, so can I ask you to make that commitment tonight? So as we sing, if there's any of you that would like to come and show that you've made that commitment, We're gonna have a prayer for you up here after the song. You can come forward. You can stand here, you can kneel down, whatever you'd like to do as we sing the song, and then we're going to have a prayer for you. And if you are one of the ones that would like to be baptized, to show that you are one of God's children, one of the sons and daughters of the King, if you want to show that, and if you want to bury the old person that you were, and come alive into Jesus Christ again, you can talk to the pastor after this concert is over. Tell him, you say, you know what, this is a new year, I'm getting older, I would like to have a deeper relationship with Christ, and I would like to make a stronger commitment. All right, this is real stuff. All right, so think about on those things as we sing this last second to last song.
said you'd come and share all my sorrows. You said you'd be there for all my tomorrows. I came so close to sending you away, but just like you promised, you came here to stay. I just had to pray. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried, and I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Your goodness so great I can't understand, and dear Lord, I know that all this was planned. I know you're here now and always will be. Your love loosed my chains, and in you I am free. But Jesus, why me? Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried, and I strove to remind you that for those tears I died.
Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. I know that without God I'll never be whole. Savior, you open all the right doors, and I thank you and praise you from earth's humble shores. Take me, I'm yours.
Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried, and I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried, and I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died.
All right, as they put the mics back on the stage for the last song, what would Jesus think of the condition of his people today if he were here. Remember the time during the time of Jesus when Jesus was on the earth. They knew the scriptures very well. They memorized whole parts of the Bible. But when the true Messiah came, the one the Bible was talking about, they didn't recognize him. He told them when he was rebuking the priests, he says, "Ye search the scriptures, for in them you think you'll have eternal life. But these are they which testify of me." We know a lot from the scriptures, but has it brought us to Christ? Or do we just know a lot of things? There was a vision given to the prophet Ezekiel. He was taken to a valley, and the valley was full of dry bones, dead men's bones. It was all full of dry bones, and they weren't just now dead. They weren't, you know, rotting. They were completely what? Bleached. They were dry. And God likened that as a condition of his people at that time. And we know from Revelation that we, as the last day church, have a similar condition where we're neither hot nor cold, but we're lukewarm. We go to church every weekend, but at the end of the Sabbath, we go about our week, and we live a totally different life than the life we were portraying at church. I've seen that in my own life. I'm not looking at anybody, so maybe you can look at your own life, and you can see what I'm talking about. So, as we sing this last song called Dry Bones, I want you to notice how God made a promise to his people. The promise that he had, because remember, he's made lots of promises. He promised that he would complete his work in you that he's begun. He's made all these promises, and he promises that even though maybe you're like one of those dry bones spiritually, your spiritual life is dead. Maybe you don't really, maybe your only spiritual life is when you come to church. Maybe you feel like your spiritual life is dead. And I'm sorry, but I can't tell you the secret formula on how to bring that alive. I can tell you what the Bible says. That's what should work, right? But I can't tell you how to do it. But I can tell you who has the answer to your question, and that is Jesus. And he promised that he's going to make those dry bones live again, and praise the Lord. So, as we sing this last song, it's one of the hardest ones we've learned, and we really like singing this song. And so I want you to remember the promise that even though maybe you struggle or you feel like your spiritual life may not be growing, because remember, we need to keep growing, right? If you find yourself at the same level, you need to go back to your word and kneel down and pray. But we have the promise that God's going to make us live again. So hold him to that promise as we sing this song, Dry Bones.
About the valley of the dry bones, Ezekiel prophesied the bones would live again. He said that the bones would walk around. Now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones, dry bones, now hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel connected them, dry bones, now hear the word of the Lord.
The toe bone connected to the foot bone connected to the ankle bone connected to the leg bone connected to the knee bone connected to the thigh bone connected to the hip bone connected to the backbone connected to the shoulder bone connected to the neck bone connected to the head bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones gonna walk around. Them bones gonna walk around. Them bones gonna walk around. Now hear the word of the Lord. Disconnect them bones, them dry bones. Disconnect them bones, them dry bones. Disconnect them bones, them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. The head bone connected from the neck bone connected from the shoulder bone connected from the backbone connected from the hip bone connected from the thigh bone connected from the knee bone connected from the leg bone connected from the ankle bone connected from the foot bone connected from the toe bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones gonna walk around. Them bones gonna live again. Them bones gonna praise the Lord. Now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones, them dry bones. Them dry bones.
All right, thank you so much for coming out this evening. We'll turn it over now to the pastor.
Wow, them bones. Wow, you're not done yet. Before we continue, we are going to take up, you know, we got to show some love, right? We're going to take up a love offering at this time. I'm going to ask the ushers to just come around and take up an offering right now just to support these young men as they were traveling here. They had some expenses in connection with this. And, you know, these are young men that are not professional musicians. They just come together, like to sing. And we're going to have them sing that first song one more time, aren't we? It sounded really good, even with only three mics. It sounded good, but I like to hear it with four mics, don't you? All right, great. So why don't you come up here and lead us in that? And maybe you can even... Oh, they turned me off. They don't want to hear you.
All right, I guess we're doing one more. Again. Is it on this time?
Fine. This one on?
Yeah.
If we ever needed the Lord before,
I know
we sure do need Him now. Oh, we sure do need Him now,
my Lord, I say
we sure do need Him now.
Oh, glory, if
we ever needed the Lord before,
I know
we sure do need Him now. We need Him every day and every hour.
Oh, we
need Him in the morning, 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 need Him in the night, need Him in the night, need Him in the night. Need Him at the noonday, need Him at the noonday, need Him at the noonday, when the sun is shining bright. If we ever needed the Lord before,
I know
we sure do need Him now. Oh, we sure do need Him now,
my Lord, I say
we sure do need Him now.
Glory,
if we ever needed the Lord before,
I know
we sure do need Him now. We need Him every day and every hour.
Oh, we
need Him when we're burdened. Need Him when we're burdened.
Need Him when we're burdened.
Need Him when we're burdened. Need Him when we're sad. 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 Oh, we need Him when we're happy. 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 And when our hearts are glad. If we ever needed the Lord before,
I know
we sure do need Him now. Oh, we sure do need Him now,
my Lord, I say
we sure do need Him now.
Glory, if
we ever needed the Lord before,
I know
we sure do need Him now. We need Him every
Thank you. It's not often we get to have a second chance on a song, so thank you very much.
You'll get the chance to mingle with the messengers and the rest of us in the fellowship hall afterwards. We'll have some food being served and so forth, whatever you brought. And so let us stand together and let us have a prayer together, and then we'll gather out there. Dear loving Father, I'm thankful that for the message of these songs and for the call for each one of us to serve you and to surrender our lives to you moment by moment. Please help these young men as they travel back after this weekend, to travel safely back home to Oklahoma, and be with them in their ministry with Messiah's Mansion, with the sanctuary. Help them to share Jesus wherever they go. Thank you, Father, for each one who is here. Please protect us, keep us safe as we travel home and until we meet again. I want to pray especially for those who are ill, especially we're thinking of Dana, who's recovering at home after she fainted earlier. We're thinking also of Wapinza, who's in the hospital and who's in seriously ill condition. Father, be especially near to them. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.